In 1937, the Nazi regime staged the notorious Degenerate Art Exhibition in Munich, pilloring and vilifying works from the avant-garde movements at odds with what was termed German art. Though less well known, the Nazi regime's first defamatory exhibitions were held as early as 1933, the year they came to power. These exhibitions were titled, for example, Chamber of Horrors, or Art That Did Not Issue from Our Soul. One of these early defamatory exhibitions was also called Degenerate Art and held in Dresden, in the town hall's atrium. Over 200 works defamed as decadent art were presented, all from public collections. And to fuel public outrage over the alleged misuse of taxpayers' money, they were all shown with details of their purchase prices. The paintings also included Ernst Ludwig Kirchner's street scene in front of the hairdressers. After visiting the exhibition, Adolf Hitler called for it to be shown in very many German cities, a call promptly implemented. The Dresden exhibition also served as the model for the Degenerate Art Show in Munich in 1937. That same year, the Nazis launched a major campaign of confiscations from public museums. The paintings gallery lost 54 pictures, some from its own holdings and some on loan from the Friends Association and the city of Dresden. The Nazi regime then set about trying to utilize the confiscated paintings, selling some abroad to obtain foreign currencies. Kirchner's street scene in front of the hairdressers, for example, was confiscated from the paintings gallery in 1937 and taken to a storage facility near Berlin for artworks to be utilized. In 1939, the painting was purchased by Karl Buchholz, one of four art dealers authorized to sell works abroad. He sent Kirchner's painting to his New York branch to be sold. It then changed hands a number of times. Ultimately, it could be acquired for the Albertinum in 2016.